It's time to go up close and in-depth with Virginia Tech. And who's better to help Wes break down what's going on in Blacksburg than the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth.
Play action pass on first down for Thomas. Lofting it deep, right side, in the end zone. It is caught! Touchdown, Tech!
It's time for the Cowan Gates Roth Report on Sports Radio 910. Cowan Gates, our standard is excellence. You can get in on the report as well. Call 345-0910 or hit us up in the inbox, Wes at sportsradio910.com. Here's Wes McElroy and Bill Roth.
Who joins us tonight from the John Paul Jones Arena, the home of the Virginia Cavaliers. They take on the Hokies. And Bill, as I started off this hour, as any rivalry goes, Virginia Tech would love to throw a blot on that Virginia resume this evening. How are you, buddy?
I'm well, boy. You're right. You recall the game about 3 or 4 years ago here where that's exactly what UVA did to Tech. The Hokies were rolling along and came up here and lost to the Cavs in Charlottesville. I think that was probably a key game that cost Tech an NCAA bid.
First things first, how's Eric Green going into this game? I know he gave another fine performance on Saturday, but was really worn out and broken down at the end of that game.
I asked Coach Johnson yesterday. He said he was okay. The team hasn't shown up here at the arena tonight, so I haven't had a chance to talk to Eric or ask him specifically. But I know he had an opportunity to shoot around yesterday. I think he went up to JMU to watch his sister play Sunday. So I think he's okay. Now, one of the questions I'm going to have for Coach Johnson before the game is, will he limit his minutes tonight and even moving forward because of what we saw Saturday in that Georgia Tech game?
That was actually my follow-up question. I just kind of wonder after a scenario. I mean, he didn't go to the hospital, but it was, you know, on the verge of dehydration. I was just kind of wondering about what minutes he will or will not play this evening.
You know, I think it kind of depends on how he feels. He's not going to take himself out of the game, but you could kind of see it coming in the second half of the Georgia Tech game. He was really laboring at the free throw line. It's funny, with about 3 or 4 minutes to go in the game, he knocked down a free throw, and then he backed off. It looked like he was going to pass out, and then he got up there and made another free throw. So you weren't sure if it was exhaustion, because his calf had been bothering him too. And so I think there was a little bit of confusion on what his situation was. But I think everyone will be watching him closely tonight on both sides just to see how he plays.
This is clearly a situation where Virginia Tech is the underdog. And obviously they're going to need Eric tonight. But who else do they need? If they could get one other guy to step up tonight, is it Eddie? Is it Brown? Who would you say has got to step up big knowing this matchup?
Well, you know, Brown's been in such a slump. It's gone for 15 games now. I think it probably comes down to Jarrell Eddie, because he's a guy that has proven he can be a decent scorer. He's a junior. He's been around. But to be quite honest, to beat UVA the way they are playing on their home floor tonight, it's going to take a really team effort, because they're playing great basketball. Harris is playing at the highest level of his career, and reading Jeff White's story today on the UVA website, we know how much this game means to Jontel Evans. It could be the last time he plays against Tech. So I think there's a lot of emotions in this ball game tonight. And, you know, Green played great against Virginia in the first meeting. He scored 35 points. I don't know if he can be any more heroic than that. I'm not so sure he can do more than that. So someone else has got to step up if the Hokies have a shot.
Virginia's been obviously a team that's evolved over the past couple of weeks. And I know everybody wants to talk about their resume earlier in the year, but they've evolved and they're playing better and better. What do you recall, at least from Virginia's side of things, in that first matchup?
Well, the freshman Nolte hit 5 threes. And, you know, that's bonus points. If you go back and consider it, the game was a month ago. It's in January. It's his first time going through the ACC. He's in an early career road game and comes out and bombs home 5 threes. Not many freshmen do that. And his confidence was really high that game. And Anderson, over the last few games, has been playing great. Not just, you know, the highlight dunk he had against Clemson, but just overall. The Cavalier freshmen, who all played well in Blacksburg, are stepping up. But I think it comes down to Harris, because he's, you know, he's such a smart basketball player, and he's doing everything right at this moment.
Game time coming up, pregame at 6:30, tip at 7 o'clock with Bill Roth and, of course, Mike Burnett right here on Sports Radio 910. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the rest of the ACC in basketball, and also final thoughts on the wrap-up show last night as they recap recruiting on Tech Talk Live. Back in 60 seconds with Bill Roth here on the Cowan Gates Roth Report on Sports Radio 910.
Hey, this is Bill Roth. You know, every Tuesday we bring you the Roth Report with all of the latest and greatest in Tech sports news, and it's a team effort. So I'd like to thank the team at Cowan Gates, especially Virginia Tech alumni Frank Cowan, Mike Hall, Brandon Cowan, and Catherine Gray for their sponsorship of the Roth Report. The attorneys of Cowan Gates have been helping families and businesses for over 35 years. Call them at 804-320-8918 or visit CowanGates.com. Show your support for the team that supports the Roth Report, the attorneys of Cowan Gates.
This is Brandon Cowan, estate planning attorney with Cowan Gates. Most of my clients want to ensure their assets pass in the manner they desire and to the people they desire, and that they limit the amount the government takes. Do you share these concerns? For some, a trust is the best vehicle to accomplish these goals. For others, a simple will is sufficient. Regardless, proper estate planning now can save your loved ones considerable aggravation, time, and money later. To determine the best approach to protect your estate, contact me, Brandon Cowan, at CowanGates.com. That's CowanGates.com.
Back on the Cowan Gates Roth Report with Bill Roth here on Sports Radio 910. Before he calls the action tonight from Charlottesville, and I know last night you guys kind of did the wrap-up on Tech Talk Live of the recruitment and National Signing Day. Any final thoughts from you that you want to throw out there?
Well, I think one of the things that I asked Coach Steinspring last night was that all 14 kids who signed should qualify. They don't anticipate any issues whatsoever. Obviously, four kids have already enrolled at Tech. And so not only are they going to get everybody who committed on signing day, it looks like everyone who signed will be ready to go in preseason camp. And that's encouraging.
When does spring ball begin? That's got to be right around the corner.
Yeah, it's coming up around the corner. This is kind of an off week, at least for our coaches. They did a lot of junior recruiting over the last week as well. And they're going to get a little time off and get a crank up. We've got obviously three new coaches on offense, and so they've got a lot to learn. And they're spending time getting to know the guys on offense now.
All right, before I let you go, as we're talking basketball here, you know, for the most part tonight and getting ready for this matchup, you got to see Miami the past couple of weeks here, and we talk about Virginia evolving. Miami has evolved into a team that has now blasted Duke and beat North Carolina twice. They've ended up in the top 25. Jim Larranaga has done an incredible job down there. Did you kind of notice this week that maybe Miami started getting a lot more national attention in the past 7 days?
There's no question it did, and people need to know how good they are. They've got tremendous veteran players. They've got tremendous size. You know, and we've talked about this before. They've had three kids who transferred in. They're all playing at a high level, and you don't get that very often. And Larranaga is getting that, and they've got a great, great guard in Larkin, who's not a senior but playing like a pro. And then you put a terrific coach out there. So when you add it all up, you can see why the Canes are hot. Now, next year is going to be interesting for Miami. They're losing six seniors. But I think they got a great chance. Someone said tonight that they'd be a number one seed if the tournament began today. That's exciting for them. It's great for the ACC.
Yeah, and tough for some to kind of fathom because they're not used to Miami being in that position, especially you know when they're usually a bubble team. If that's the
I know.
Best.
Yeah, well, and they got an elite coach. Coach Larranaga is doing an unbelievable job.
Hey,
keeping them grounded.
Have a great call tonight, Bill. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday, my man.
Sounds great. Thanks, Wes.
That's Bill Roth joining us from John Paul Jones Arena.